Welcome back to another edition of the Student Fire Podcast, live from the Speak Fire Studio. I'm your host, Bobby Berg, and y'all, thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for rocking with me. I don't care if you listen to one episode or if you've listened to every single one of them and been the real OG since day one. Thank you for being here. I appreciate you so much. Firstly, I hope everyone's had a wonderful weekend, and I hope that everyone's had a wonderful Mother's Day. I would like to, firstly, wish a very happy Mother's Day to my Aunt Chris, my cousin Anna Marie, my sister-in-law Tiffany, my Tante Leanne, all these incredible women in my family. I love you. I love you all so much, and I seriously would not be where I am today if it wasn't for your continuous support and love. And I just gotta say that. Plus, now it's on the internet, so it's there forever. So I was working with one of my buddies on his car the other day, right? Because, long story short, he has an old Honda and couldn't get it started. He's like, man, I've been looking at this thing for weeks and it's driving me nuts. And I was like, dude, let me take a look at it. So we're sitting there and we're monkeying around on it and doing some tests. And I was like, all right, spark plugs are new. Air filter's fine. Your fuel pump is fine. This thing should be starting. And then my brain kind of clicked and I was like, wait a minute. It's an old Honda. Like, we're talking like the 96 to 2000 Honda Civic. I was like, oh, when's the last time you changed out your distributor? And he's like, I don't think I've ever touched it. I was like, hold on. So we pulled it off, ran over to AutoZone, grabbed a new one, brought it back, plugged it in. Thing started up in a second. And he's like, man, I don't know how I can ever repay you for this. I'm like, dude, chill. You don't have to repay me for anything. You were in a bind, you needed some help, and I'm here to help. You don't owe me for anything, man. And as we're kind of, just talking and hanging out for a second, he's going on about how his nephew's been having a lot of trouble in school. And I was like, well, what? Why? School year's almost over. He goes, I know, but it's not even that, man. He goes, my nephew, he's not himself lately. And every time anyone in the family tries to talk to him, he just shuts down and says, you wouldn't get it. You don't understand. And I said, all right, man. Dude, I mean, if you want, I can talk to him. I'd be happy to see, I can't promise you anything, but I'd be happy to take a look and, maybe he'd open up to someone else. So I go over their place and his nephew and I, head out in the living room. Everyone else goes outside in the backyard to just give us some privacy for a little bit. And it was one of the coolest things, because as we're talking, I'm like, what's going on, man? And he's not really opening up. And out of nowhere, we sat there in silence looking at our phones for probably a minute, which I know a lot of my coaches get really upset with that. They're like, dude, you can't just be on your phone when you're with someone. And I was like, I completely disagree. Sometimes it's very difficult for people to open up. And sometimes you're trying to force a conversation. And extroverts do this a lot, where you try and force a talk and you try and talk and fill this dead space with sound. And it dawned on me very early that this kid is an extreme introvert. And I said, he's not looking for someone to talk to yet. So let's try some parallel play. For those of you that aren't aware, parallel play is when you and someone else are in the same room doing tasks independently of one another, not talking, not communicating, just doing your own thing, but having the comfort of having somebody else in the room with you can be very comforting and nice. So I'm looking at my phone, I kind of chuckle, and he looks up and he goes, what's up? And I said, oh, nothing, I saw this Naruto meme. And his eyes lit up like fireworks. And he goes, oh, really? What'd it say? I was like, no, you probably wouldn't want to see it, man. It's one of those really mushy ones. He's like, no, man, I want to see what it says. I was like, all right. And I showed him a picture and I said, it's Itachi in the rain with a quote that says, if you want to know who you are, you have to look at your real self and acknowledge what you see. And at first, I figured the kid was just going to, kind of chuckle and laugh at it. You go, oh, whatever, this is dumb. And instead, he didn't say anything. He got very, very quiet. I said, what's going on, man? And he goes, you know, I've been trying to talk to my family a lot about how I'm feeling. And that quote is exactly what I wanted to talk to them about. I was like, what do you mean? Why didn't you just tell him? And he goes, because if somebody hasn't watched Itachi's story, they haven't watched the heartache that this kid's gone through, they don't really get the power or the how strong that phrase is. We both got kind of quiet and I said, you know you're right about that. He goes, you know, I know I just finished my freshman year of high school, but I'm really starting to wonder where my life's going to take me. And he goes, nothing against you guys, you know, join the military, that's awesome, but I don't think that's what I want to do. I might, but I'm not sure that that's what I want to do. And I feel like there's this external pressure from my family to either do that or have a plan or, you know, by the day I turn 18 years old, I'm going to be thrust out of the house on my own. And it worries me. And y'all, I just want to take a second and just, I was so honored that this kid that, I mean, I've met him once or twice, but not, we're not like buds. I don't know him. He doesn't call me Uncle Bobby. Like we don't know each other that well. You know what I'm saying? And the fact that he felt that comfortable to open up because he had someone to relate to was so, so important. You know, he and I kept talking and he basically just told me, I'm not sure what I want to do with my life yet. And I said, man, that's okay. You don't have to know what you want to do yet. You're not at that point or that stage in your life where you have to have everything figured out, right? So he and I decided that we're going to be doing check-ins with each other every other week. I gave him my phone number. He's going to start listening to the podcast. He's going to start checking my videos out. He's going to start following me a little bit, and I'm going to help be his coach. I'm going to coach him. And it was a really big moment. And I just want everyone that's listening to this, be it, you know, if you're a student, if you're a teacher, if you're another coach, if you are just a family friend or just somebody that really, you know, wherever you're here, I want you to remember that when somebody uses some sort of media, be it anime, TV, movies, music, radio shows, artwork, comics, graphic novels, books, specific authors, whatever form of medium that they're choosing. If they're using that as examples to explain how they're feeling, to explain how their life is going, to whatever they're referencing, do yourself a favor and actually just check out like the Spark Notes or just some base level knowledge of whatever topic they're talking about. Because to you, that might not, it might just be, oh, I'm listening to some new music or I'm doing this, whatever it is. But to that person, you are taking an invested interest in them. And that can really mean a lot to someone. You know, it's like when you tell your buddy, hey, man, it's funny you called. I was just listening to this song and I was thinking about you. And you tell them what it is. And they actually check it out and they get back to you. And they're like, yo, I don't know exactly why that makes you think about me. And then you can have a dialogue about it. And you can get some real deep conversations out of that that you may not have prepared or, you know, previously thought, oh, this could actually, like, we could really have a deep talk about just a song or something. It really means a lot to people when you can have a vested interest in them and their hobbies and their interests. So that's going to be your homework this week. I want you to take a second and, you know, whenever you hear someone talking to you about something that really interests them, be it a movie, a TV show, a video game, a book, a piece of art, a piece of literature, whatever it is, I want you to actually look into it and start a conversation with them about it next time you see them. And I just want to see what happens. Because I really think that a lot of people are going to vibe with it really hard. And I think you're going to be really surprised at the results. So that's all I got for you. Hope everyone has a wonderful week. I hope everyone remembers how important you are. I hope you know that you matter. You make a difference in this world every single day just by being a part of it. And if no one has told you this, please listen very closely. I love you very much. You are incredible. You are loved. You are powerful. You are amazing. And I'm so thankful that you're here. That's all I got. Hope everyone has a wonderful week. And I'll catch y'all in the next one. Peace.
I got you.
It's coming. Are you ready to ignite the fire?
We are Speak Fire.
Oh, and by the way, that's fire with a Y.
What's going on, everyone?
Internal fire.
Student fire.
Young fire.
Father's fire.
Leadership fire.
Champion fire.
Unlocking the fire within.
Thank you all for tuning in. Let's grow.
Speak fire.
SpeakFire.com.
Speak Fire with a Y.
We have a new episode that comes out every Monday at 4 a.m. Are you going to be up with us?
Deuces.
I am excited to bring you my new book, Trendsetter, 7 Steps to Radically Stand Out to Be the Best You. This book details my journey of coming to the United States and being excited to embrace the American culture. But unfortunately, my culture was not accepted, and I found myself being bullied as a young girl. And in this process, I decided that I wanted to disconnect from my culture to be more accepted into American culture. And through that process, I got so depressed from trying to fit in that I attempted suicide my freshman year in high school. So this book talks about the journey of what I did to become radically transformed to be the strong woman I am today. This book is something that's really going to enable the reader to understand and embrace who they are, embrace what makes them special, and become radically transformed. Get your copy today at becomingatrendsetter.com. Again, that is becomingatrendsetter.com. Or check it out at my website at aishathomas.org.